From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday that the U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second joint patrol was completed in early April.
These patrols will continue to help build our interoperability and improve the Philippine Navy, even as these patrols contribute to the safety and security of the region's waters.
The announcement comes amid concern by the U.S. and others about China's aggressive actions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. Speaking Thursday during his annual television call-in show, Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested the United States has imperial ambitions. Commenting on another subject, he said the Syrian people must engage in talks to agree on a new constitution for their country, and that the solution to Syria's problems is not to be found in military action. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purports to show the missing girls. Until now, there has been almost no news about the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok, but a video emerged Wednesday showing 15 of the girls. U.S. Congressman Keith Ellison, a Muslim, says the Islamic State group is threatening to kill him. Ellison called the Islamic State, quoting, a collection of liars, murderers, torturers, and rapists. At least two people are dead and 45 injured after an earthquake struck southern Japan late Thursday. This is VOA News. The European Union accuses Turkey of backsliding on democracy. Members of the European Parliament Thursday approved an annual progress report on Turkey. The report criticized Turkey's record on human rights and media freedom and urged the country to show progress on rule of law and fundamental values. Turkish Parliament has begun a process of lifting the immunity of leading parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish party. Dorian Jones reports.
Parliament is considering a motion by the ruling AKP to amend the constitution to ease immunity for parliamentary deputies. The move is widely seen as aimed at the pro-Kurdish HDP, with its leading members facing charges of supporting terrorism. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said opposition parties have an obligation to support the move in the battle against terrorism. The reform is expected to easily pass in Parliament, with the main opposition Republican People's Party supporting it. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The two U.S. Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, will debate Thursday in New York, just days before next week's nominating contest in the state. Pre-election surveys show Clinton with a lead of 10 percentage points or more in New York over Sanders. Sanders has won 7 of the last 8 state contests and is hoping for an upset win Tuesday. On the Republican side, opinion polls in New York show businessman Donald Trump far ahead of his two opponents, Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. A prosecutor in the U.S. state of Florida dropped a battery charge Thursday against Donald Trump's campaign manager. Prosecutor David Ehrenberg said there was probable cause to arrest Trump's top political aide, Corey Lewandowski, for roughly grabbing a female reporter at a campaign rally in March. But the prosecutor told a court that the evidence in the case is insufficient to prove a crime took place. Russia says its aircraft observed all international rules when they flew over a U.S. warship in international waters earlier this week. The Russian Defense Ministry said Thursday that its planes were conducting test flights. A U.S. defense official announced Wednesday that several Russian military aircraft flew a series of simulated attack passes near a U.S. destroyer this week. The ship's commanding officer said the Russian actions were unsafe and unprofessional. The Ukrainian parliament elected a new prime minister Thursday. Lawmakers voted 250-57 in favor of President Petro Poroshenko's nominee, Volodymyr Grossman, who had been the Speaker of Parliament. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.